and it's time I should be in bed, but here I am audio booing to you audio boo followers of mine, and for those of you who have just randomly stopped by and pressed play to listen to my boo, hello to you too. I'm Siobhan Mead, tweeting at Sibby Mead, SibbyMeade, or you can take a wander over to my blog, which is www.sibbymead.blogspot.com. This is just a very short and non-informative boo, just telling you that I'm off to London tomorrow to have a meeting with the all-party parliamentary group, mainly discussing the PIP criteria, to which you all are probably well aware of by now. PIP stands for Personal Independence Payments, which is coming to effect this year. And I've been invited to talk and discuss exactly what I use my disability living allowance for. So I use my DLA for taxis to and from destinations that are unfamiliar to me. I also use it for garden maintenance every month. I buy pieces of equipment that I need to live as independently as possible. Also, I will use it for upgrades. So if I have anything that needs maintaining, I will obviously pay for that to be done. Also, you know, looking at heating, if you're indoors quite a lot of the time, you're going to be using more heating. Therefore, your electricity bill is going to be much more higher than those people who are able to get out and about. Also, you would be buying pieces of equipment to enable you to colour detect your clothes, so you're not going to be going out looking mismatched, so to speak. So there's lots of different things that blind and partially sighted people use to live as independently as possible. And unfortunately, having a disability, it is an extra cost that we have to bear. And unfortunately, it doesn't go away or reduce. So I want to make the government aware that we need the small financial support that DLA gives us. So when PIP comes into force, we should be entitled to get the same again. And obviously, they're going to be discussing other things as well as the PIP criteria. So I will definitely keep you up to date with what happened in the meeting. And in the meantime, please do take a look at my blog, which is www.sibbymead.blogspot.com, or you can take a look at my tweets at Sibby Mead, SibbyMead. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.